Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, unfortunately for your team, you've been eliminated from playoff contention after a tough 12-0 loss out at Riley County on Friday night. When I say 12-0, clearly a Riley County offense that's very good that you're able to hold down, but you just weren't able to get much going on offense yourself. So what were your thoughts overall of Friday night?
You know, it was a tough defensive battle on both sides. I mean, you know, we played so well on defense and you know, we had some unfortunate circumstances as far as a penalty, a couple penalties back-to-back that got them down to the 10-yard line on a punt return, and you know, which made it 12-0. But you know, we battled, and our kids played so hard. And offensively, you know, it's sometimes it's never as bad as you think. And when we went back and watched film, it was just, you know, we had some plays, big plays there that we just couldn't take advantage of. You know, whether that was, you know, running back going to the wrong hole, or you know, just a bad throw, or a missed blocking assignment. It was just we were just off, you know, and it was frustrating for our guys for sure, because you know they'd worked so hard all year, and we'd improved every single week, and you know, we just unfortunately didn't play very well offensively as a whole, and you know, you know, it happens sometimes, and you know, obviously I got to get our guys better prepared on offense to play, you know, teams like that, good teams, and so. It was a learning experience, you know, but our kids, they battled. It was a tough game, so I'm proud of them.
When you're looking at that defensive performance, they had two running backs this year that have been averaging, their main running backs that have the most yards have been averaging over 7 yards a carry, over 7.5 yards a carry. So, you know, they both had over 100 yards rushing, but and I guess one of those is their quarterback. But when you look at that, they did have to get it on over 20 carries. So just expand a little bit on how well the defense played and maybe what they were able to do to help slow them down.
You know, we just limited any big plays they had. You know, they had won the first series of the game. You know, we had, you know, just a mistake as far as scraping over the top for a linebacker rather than coming underneath it like we've been teaching all week. And so the first series made that mistake, and after that we were lights out. You know, we made, you know, obviously some mistakes here and there on defense that gave up some first downs, but you know, we just made them earn everything. And, I mean, we stopped them on fourth down quite a bit. You know, our guys just got after it, and you know, they just and that's just a testament to the kids that we have here across the board. I mean, in all athletics, I mean, the kids here just compete and they get after it and everything. And so, you know, just proud of them, and you know, it's all we just got to play a game on Thursday and get after it and go out with a win.
We're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about that game on Thursday with Minneapolis here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still with Brad Gober, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, Minneapolis coming up on Friday night to wrap out the season, and another NCAA league game here. So I know that you want to finish strong in both of those notes with the last game of the regular season as well. So what are your thoughts about Minneapolis coming up on Friday night?
You know, they're a team that can hurt you if you don't prepare very well for their option. I mean, if you don't do your responsibility, any option team, if you don't do your responsibility, you know, you can give up big plays. And so, you know, we're just going to have to be very, very sound in what we do, and our kids are going to have to trust each other, which they've done a pretty good job this year, but trust each other and do your specific assignment that we give you. If you have pitch man, you have pitch man, nothing else. You know, and as long as we do that, you know, I think we'll have a good defensive performance again. We just got to do things right, and that's what they're counting on, is they're counting on you to do something wrong, and then they bust off a huge run. So, you know, we just got to do our assignments.
As a coach, when you have a game like this where you are eliminated from playoff contention, but you got to go out there one last time, what's the biggest message that you kind of preach to the kids about staying focused and making sure to go out on the right note?
Well, the seniors, it's just like, hey, this is your last game. You know, the vast majority of seniors in high school don't get a play after this. And so, you know, you need to take some pride in that, in the sense that you want to go out with a win. You know, not very many people get to go out with a win. You know, most people go out with a loss. I mean, my last game was a loss. You know, most of the coaches on our staff were a loss on their last game, whether that was playoffs or last game of the year. I mean, just, you know, you want to go out with a win. You don't want to go out with a loss. And then we talked to, you know, underclassmen too, and we're playing for the seniors. You know, we're doing everything we can to make sure that this last game, this last memory, is a good one for those kids. And so our kids, I mean, they love each other, and they love the seniors, and our underclassmen are we had a great practice yesterday, you know, good energy, and you know, they're excited for Thursday, and they're ready to play for the seniors, and the seniors are excited for you know, their last opportunity.
Blue Trojans head coach Brad Gilbert here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck on Thursday night against Minneapolis.
Yep, thank you very much.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 The Lake and watch it online on the online video stream at ncksports.com with the Blue Trojan channel. Pregame coverage at 6:30 on Thursday night.
Our Beloit locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head football coach Colin Reiner. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, the Football Express, every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com, Dusty Dennis joined by Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, picking up a win over Bennington on Friday night as the Bulldogs gave you everything that you wanted. It was 16-8 at the end of the first half, and you win 32-16 in the end. What stood out the most about that win there Friday night against Bennington at home?
Well, we struggled a little bit offensively. As far as, you know, we had a couple big plays, could, you know, create a little separation there in the first half, and we missed on a couple, and then we had penalties on a couple others that kept us out of the end zone. So, you know, that's something. You know, when you're playing a good team like Bennington is, you need to capitalize on those. And we're going to have to capitalize on those opportunities moving forward, especially as we move into week 9 and then into the playoffs. So those are some things we've really got to clean up is just playing consistent football.
When you look at this game, how do you feel overall about your defensive effort? J.J. Allen had 148 yards, but he needed 35 carries to get there, just 4 yards a carry, which is well below what he's averaging this season.
Yeah, we broke down film this weekend, and I really spent a lot of time watching our defense, and I thought we played pretty good defensively. We gave up one long pass play, which, you know, a lot of times it's one-on-one coverage on the outside, and we were in good position all night in the passing game, and I thought our run defense all in all was pretty good. You know, our DN's got a couple things in that continue to work on, and backers, I thought, for the most part all night, fit in their gaps well, and I was pleased. J.J. Allen is a talented kid. We were able to get multiple guys the ball to get him tackled. You know, he got his yards, but, you know, it wasn't a 60-yarder in there. It was, you know, he'd get something that was 8 or 10, and then we'd hold him to 2 or 3. So I felt all in all we were bend but don't break, and we were able to get stops when we needed to.
I'm talking with Cullen Reiner, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in our Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll go over Week 9 coming up Thursday night against Lincoln here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Still with Cullen Reiner, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, getting set for Lincoln coming up Thursday night to close out the regular season. And the Leopards, man, they have the same record as they did when you played them last year at 1-7. But by my look and what most people are telling me, Lincoln's a much more improved team this year. But unfortunately, they've been playing in your same tough district. When you look at the Leopards on Thursday night, what stands out the most and what do you see from their group?
You know, their kids play pretty hard. They have some good size up front. The kid that stands out on film, and I didn't see it, but number 61 for him. He's a sophomore. He's 6'3", 250-pound kid, and he plays hard. He's a very talented player. And they got some other guys to go with them. They're playing hard and we need to definitely take a step forward from last week and make sure we're continuing to clean up some of our issues. And we really need to go have a good performance on Thursday.
You guys have already clinched this district, which we talked about was a tough district from the start, and you guys are able to win all of these games. You're 4-0 right now in district play. You'll have Clifton Clyde coming up in the first round of the playoffs. You actually already know that as well. So, like, how much does that put your mind at ease to know that you've got that wrapped up? I know you still want to go out and have a good performance here and make those improvements that you just talked about, but how much does that put your mind at ease that you know you have that home playoff game already?
Well, from a coaching standpoint, it's nice to know, but, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't change our preparation. We try to prepare every week the same way, and I say we try. We don't try. We do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's our next opponent, and we're going to prepare our butts off for them and work hard and do everything we can to win the next game. And I think that's just the way you got to approach it. I mean, if you start looking ahead, that's when bad things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sloppy. The more times you're sloppy, the better chance that comes to, or better chance there is for that to become a habit. And we just aren't going to go down that road. So, you know, we got to keep our nose to the grindstone and have a good week of practice and get ready for Lincoln.
Cullen Reiner, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck on Thursday night against Lincoln.
Thank you.
That game will be on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com Thursday night from Lincoln. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30, as I'll have the call on Thursday.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Pleased to be joined now by Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, another nice win for your team in district play on Friday night. You went to Belleville and won 70-0, built a big 47-0 lead at halftime and really never looked back in that one. When you look at your team's performance, what stood out the most and what were you most pleased with Friday night?
Well, they have some speed there in the backfield, and so obviously the concern is them getting loose. And I thought our kids did a great job of being gap sound and not giving them any chance to get some of those long runs.
Your team was able to get some long runs. Jesse Staples had just 6 carries, but ended with 4 touchdowns and 111 yards, averaging 18.5 a carry. That's just an example of what you're able to do in the ground game. How were you able to break off those big runs, and what was the big reason for that?
Well, yeah, early on we had a bunch of short fields. Again, that wind that probably affected every game on Friday really had Belleville pinned back and gave us some short fields early and were able to get some early scores and put some distance between us. But, yeah, later on when we were going into the wind, we were able to keep the drives alive so we didn't have to try to punt into it.
And looking at your team through the first two district games now, you've outscored your first two opponents 148-0 combined, and a lot of that's been early in the games. What do you attribute the district success to here as you've started 2-0?
Again, I think our kids are doing a great job of focusing each week and understanding what the other team's trying to do to us and getting in their scouting reports and watching film. Because Sacred Heart showed on last Friday night that they can play against a team like El Saline, who's a good team. And so I think we've just done a great job of preparing.
We're talking with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center football team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent for Smith Center, and that is El Saline, as they're undefeated coming into Thursday night's game. We'll talk about it after the timeout here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
At Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, we want to keep you in the field and avoid costly downtime. Let us help you with pre-season inspections. Our trained and certified technicians will provide a complete list of repairs to keep your equipment where it should be, in the field. Right now, purchase 3 service inspections and get the 4th free with no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your Landmark service manager for details or visit us at landmarkimp.com. Experience the Landmark difference.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center football team. El Saline, again, coming up next for you, Coach. They're coming into this game with a record of 7-0. They had one of their games earlier this year that was with the weather. It was just declared a no contest against Sterling, so they have just 7 games on the record, and they've won all of them. El Saline, what stands out the most about their team, and what are you looking for from them?
Oh, I mean, they just look like a team that really believes in what they're doing. Coach King and his staff do a great job. Do a lot of different stuff, and it looks like they have a lot of speed on film. And that's one of those things, again, that's hard to practice against because you don't have the kind of kids to execute their offense for practice this week. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where our kids are going to have to adjust as the game starts and see if we can match their speed.
I know that it's kind of weird to say this, but you're pretty familiar now with El Salim because you played him quite a bit in district play, just kind of the way 2-1A has been. There's not as many teams around one certain area, so you have to travel kind of. Does this El Salim team have a lot of the same tendencies as they always have in the past?
Yeah, they do. You know, he's got stuff that he likes to do, and he's got a really good group of kids, you know, a group that's been starting for a couple of years now up front and same in the backfield. So, yeah, just look like a confident bunch and a group that knows what they're trying to do.
How important is this to get off to a good start in a game like this, like you have in the last couple of weeks in district play, to make sure that you can establish something early?
Yeah, you know, you're always wanting to get that, whether, you know, offensively, defensively, trying to either hold them or get a drive going early because, you know, a team like this, like I said, with the confidence that they have, you know, the longer that they play, the longer they're going to, the better off they're going to be. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to get going early again, and hopefully our kids can do that.
Darren Sass, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats again this week. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you fight for the district championship coming up Thursday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a 6-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter and receive a 1-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Don Long. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening, getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 p.m. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Leopard football with head coach Don Long.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joined now by Don Long, the coach of the Lincoln football team. Coach, Victoria on Friday night, you followed them 52-0. Knew that it was going to be another tough matchup here in this vaunted district schedule that you have this year. As you look at this and see the Victoria game, what stood out the most and what do you see from the Knights there Friday night that made it tough for you to be able to do the things you wanted to do?
Well, they're just a solid football team. I mean, they've got pretty good players in every position on both sides of the ball. They run the ball well, they throw the ball well, play really good defense. They're just a tough team, you know, like most of the teams in our district. It's been a tough district road for us.
So what's the mindset of the kids right now, like I say, after you've played all these tough games and trying to stay in and stay motivated to go out there each night?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, you know, the kids are down and have been for several games now, and it's tough to get motivated, get them up to play. I mean, they're still showing up for practice and they're showing up for games, but they are definitely down. So we just try to keep them going and just keep working the way we can, doing whatever we can get done.
As you go back to that Victoria game, were there some things that you felt like your kids were able to execute in that one?
Our defense, there were some times we did pretty good stopping the run, stopped the cut. You know, we had a good play by a couple defensive backs, knocking the balls away, and keeping up some good catches, you know. It'd just be nice to do that every time, you know. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Don Long, coach of the Lincoln Leopards. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this Thursday night's game against Osborne here in district play on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. A windup, a pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Casasa! He's done it! That's
That's how you casasa! And in walk-off fashion!
You lost me there, Bob. What's casasa?
Glad you asked. Casasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for casasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Still with Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln football team. Coach, you have Osborne coming up on Thursday night. So, again, the short week here with the Thursday night game to finish out district play. The Bulldogs have already actually wrapped up the district championship here this season, and you guys are planning to maybe try to knock them off and get an upset win. What are your thoughts on Osborne and what they bring to the table coming up on Thursday?
Well, you know, they're definitely a very solid team. They're ranked number two in the state, returning champs from last year. You know, and our kids know all that, and it's hard getting them up for this when they know what kind of team that is, but we're going to do the best we can and try to get the kids to play, and maybe we'll catch them sleeping, thinking they'll just come in and walk all over us, and maybe we can get something going on that.
You talked about they know how good Osborne is, and looking at Osborne's running game, I think that they might compare to some of the teams that you've seen this season in that aspect of being kind of a run-first type team. Do they compare to those teams, or is this probably – do you think this is the best running attack you might have seen so far this year?
Well, I mean, as far as what they do, they're very similar to Victoria. Mm-hmm. Like, when you watch them on those two teams, it looks like the same team, you know. They do a lot the same. Biggest difference is I think Osborne's got a little more speed than Victoria mm-hmm. does. And they've got two of the quickest guys I've seen, and that makes it tough.
What's the biggest thing you want to see from your kids here in this last week of the season?
I just want to see them go out there and give their all and just play football and just do the best they can. And I'll just roll over and play dead. Let's go out there and just play football and try to do something on both sides of the ball and finish the season strong.
This is Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Osborne Thursday night.
All right, well, thank you.
And you can hear that game on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 from Lincoln. Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. A windup, the pitch. That's a drive. It's way back to the wall. Casasa! He's done it! That's how you casasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's casasa?
Glad you asked. Casasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for casasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to the Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Joined by Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, your team falling to Sylvan Lucas there on Friday night, 44-8. Kind of a closer one early, but they kind of pulled away from you in the second half. What were your overall thoughts of the loss to Sylvan Lucas there at home on Friday?
Well, that was a big game for us. Thought our kids played really, really hard. You know, we had about three mistakes that really made it difficult to climb out of the hole. But our kids, I was so proud of the way they played. Phil, good ball club over there. Coach Laverty has done a great job with his kids. Their size really got to us a little bit. Times we get a lot of guys around the football, but third and long killed us like it has most of the season. For some reason, we have trouble stopping the big plays, and when we got a team down in distance, and you know. But I thought our kids played really tough the other night and had a few things go our way. I think the outcome might have been a little bit different, but gotta give them all credit in the world. Sylvan got after it, and they played it tough.
What are some of the things that they did defensively that caused problems for you?
They didn't do much defensively. They just had ball more than we did. Mm-hmm. They ate up a lot of time off the clock. They just kept packing away, and a few yards here and there, and I think we only gave up really one long run.
the other night that hurt us. And but ball control is everything, and they really stole time of possession the other night and held on to the football. Us on offense, I thought we'd take a few penalties out of the mixture and a turnover, and we're right in that game. But we know that we've got to we just got to play smarter and not make those mistakes when we have the football.
I'm talking with Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll go over Thursday night's game and the season finale against Northern Valley here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, season finale coming up on Thursday night against Northern Valley at their place. As looking at the Husky team, they've actually already wrapped up this district championship. They run a triple option there, and they run it very well. Their quarterback, Caden Kenner, ran for nearly 1,200 yards this season, and they got a Stutzman kid that has about 776 yards as well. So clearly they know how to run that, and Chuck Fessenden's been doing that for a long time. What are your thoughts on Northern Valley on Thursday night?
The Northern Valley, I tell you what, one thing about Coach Fessenden, he is going to find out whatever – way he can to make what he wants to do work, and he's, you know, I mean, he's such a good standard in this business for all of coaches. I have the utmost respect for him and his program, and throughout the years, he's taken what he always used to do, tweaked it a little bit, and made it very effective. So yeah, stopping Kinder Connect, you know, is going to be a tall order, but our kids, we worked really hard last couple days this week, and focusing in on trying to stop him and really, seeing if we can't slow him down a little bit. Again, they're a good ball club. They're district champs for a reason, and they're one of those teams that just has improved every week. I've had some fortune to watch a lot of their film, seeing how they seem to line up and play our opponents the week before we have a lot of times. They just do a really good job at getting better at what they do.
You saw a triple option team in Sylvan Lucas here this last week. Are there any similarities that can help you prepare for that?
It's the similarities are eye discipline. I mean, Sylvan Lucas runs triple option from under center, and so that right there is probably a little bit easier to defend, mm-hmm. even though it's quicker. It's easier to defend being up on the line of scrimmage. And, when Northern Valley runs it out of the shotgun like they do, you can't take the eye candy. You know, we tell our kids all week, you have to read and stay, keep your eye disciplined the whole game, because you get your eyes in the backfield. And you can tell. You can tell some of the teams we've watched play them, every time. And I'm sure the coaches like Labrador and Cognac over at Stockton and other teams that have played them, they're telling their kids the same thing, especially their linebackers, do not get your eyes in the backfield. Mm. You've got to read your keys, and because once you get your eyes in the backfield, that's where you get in trouble. With all the ball fakes they do, and Kinder Connect does a great job at hiding the ball, and so it's definitely a challenge to stop. I think it's more difficult to stop, even though the play develops a little bit slower. I think it's tougher to stop rather than the triple option under center.
So does Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck here in the season finale against Northern Valley on Thursday night.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.